listening to Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show with Tony and Corey, built by Par Lumber. Now, here's Tony and Corey.
Okay, welcome back to the Weekend Warriors. I'm Tony.
And I'm Corey. And Tony actually said that twice because I forgot to turn on his mic.
We also want to mention that you can hear us on the Oregon coast on Cass News Talk in the Astoria, Warrington area, KNPT News Talk in the Newport, Lincoln City area, and KWRO News Talk in the Coos Bay area. We want to welcome all those stations to our affiliacy.
Affiliate, is that a word?
I don't know.
Well, welcome.
I am about making up new words. Sean, get on that. Affiliacy.
Affiliacy. How do you spell it?
I like it whether it exists or not. I'm good.
All right, so guess who we have on?
I am hoping that it is my most favorite life coach and organizer, organize me, Penelope. Penelope Rose Miller. Are you there? There she is, right there.
Welcome.
Welcome. We're so glad to have you on the show. Penelope has been coming on the show regularly and giving us tips on organizing both our lives as well as our spaces. And we're moving on to our next tip today. So tell us, Penelope, what do you have for us?
Okay, so we're going to do a quick recap of where we've been. So there are three steps to get our space and life organized. The first one was building awareness. And I liken that to the air around us. Just kind of seeing what is, right? And then we moved right into choice, which is like the spark that comes from the air. And last, we had commitment, the backbone of choice, and that can be like the spark becoming a slow, sustainable burn. So now that we have those tools to get into the flow of our lives, I want to switch focus and kind of go to where we can get stuck a little bit. So the murkier waters. And one place that I'm very familiar with and getting stuck is trying to be or do things perfectly. So perfectionism.
We know about that. But Corey's stuck there all the time.
Perfectionism?
I mean, you guys, can't you relate? Because it's like it can stop us even from taking those risks that we want to take out of fear.
Absolutely.
You're right.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And even that notion that like perfect is possible is it's a total illusion. And I don't want to waste any more of my own precious energy, time, or money for this endless search. In fact, what I want for myself and for my clients and for humanity really is just to be in the experience of our lives. So that means getting messy sometimes and not being perfect and just being ourselves. So a couple ways to do that. One is, I always say to my new clients that I'm going to model failure for you. And I say that for two reasons. One is to take the pressure off myself because I don't want to be a perfect professional organizer or coach. Like, there's no such thing. And sometimes people think there is. So I have to take that right off of myself so I can be fun and dynamic and relaxed. I'm sure you guys can relate.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Especially in what we do. I mean, we're on live radio, so if we're we don't have the opportunity really in the moment that we're in to strive for perfection because the simplest little thing is what we consider to be a mistake. And so if we're striving for perfection, I feel like that we're constantly disappointing ourselves. So yes, I mean, we find ourselves doing it, but really we need to be satisfied with 100% that we give, whether it results in a perfect broadcast or an imperfect broadcast.
I love it. It's enough just doing it.
Right.
Yeah. And it is kind of fearless. You are live and on air. It's kind of courageous that you do this every week. Are you guys crazy or what?
Tony is.
I am a little, actually.
Yeah. So that's fantastic. And also something else I just want to put out there is, even as an organizer, one of the first things I say is, you just have permission to be disorganized. And I say that, again, to take the pressure off my client. I feel like they have to be someone other than who they are to do this work. You know, they can just be who they are and still attain their goals. So just taking the charge out of the situation is kind of what I'm saying will create boundless new energy, taking the pressure off of ourselves so we can just be ourselves and be comfortable in our own skin.
I really like that, the comment that you made about it's okay to be disorganized, because I think that you might have a situation. Like, somebody calls you up and says, Penelope, I really need some help organizing my space and organizing my life. And so you decide that you're going to visit and you go out to visit them. Mm-hmm. Do you find that you get there and they've spent hours or days or weeks cleaning so that their place does not look like it does normally before you get there?
You're so cute. And yes, I found that in the beginning of my career. I definitely found that happened. So now when I talk to somebody on the phone, I make sure that they don't change the space for me, because I need to see it as it is, right? I need to really know kind of what's going on. And I just want them to get a good night's rest and just enjoy me coming in the morning. Not to be all worried about.
So here's what you do with Tony. You tell him that you're showing up next Friday. So yeah. He'll wait till Thursday to clean. So then you show up on Wednesday.
Do a little surprise.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'm here.
Yeah, here I am. Let's go.
And he would go, ah!
You see what Corey did there? He not only pinned disorganization on me, but also procrastination. He painted you a picture there of not just being disorganized, but also a procrastinator.
Well, so. I am an artist.
Well, and what I know about you, Tony, is that you're willing to take the risk now.
That's right.
Jumping right into it.
He is not afraid of having a clean house.
I am not afraid. I love that. I love that, especially that second part, that you encourage your clients and let them know it right now where we're at. It's okay to be disorganized, because that's what we're going to work on. You're not expecting them to be, obviously, you're not expecting them to be organized before you arrive. So to say, don't clean, don't organize, don't freak out, because you need to know what you're working with when you get there.
Yeah.
And so it's being organized, it seems to me that what you're saying to them is being organized is the step we're going to take right now. It's okay to be disorganized because we haven't started the process yet. So don't feel down about where you're at. Just be aware and make the choice and commit. And we'll work towards it. And we're not going to strive for perfection. We're going to strive for what you're capable of striving for.
You got it. We just want to make life easy. And we want to just make life, like I said, we want to experience our life. We don't want to live it in a way that we think it should look or should be. We want it to feel right for us. So that's going to look different for so many different people. So I'm going to leave you with a little inquiry again, okay? So I'm going to check in next time.
Homework.
Yeah, a little homework. So it's just a couple of questions, but these can be really helpful. And what they are is, where in your life are you trying to look good or even perfect? And what is that holding you back from?
Oh, yeah, that is good.
All right, so something to chew on for next time.
All right, I like it.
Yeah, yes. Well... love talking to you guys.
Yeah, well,
I love not having to be perfect for you guys.
Well, we definitely appreciate having you on. So let me ask you this. If somebody out there feels like they could use your assistance, how could somebody get a hold of you?
Right. The best way would be to go to my website, which is organizemepenelope.com. And, it says a lot about who I am. And I always want to make sure that we're the right fit. So just kind of check out the website. It has a good infusion of my personality and what I do. And then my phone number or my contact is from there, but just take it from there.
All right.
OrganizeMePenelope.com. And this tip that we got today is you've blogged and you've posted that
on our website.
On our website, www.par.com. Click on the Weekend Warriors tab there, and you can see Penelope's blog and this week's tip about perfection.
Yeah, or not going for.
Which was just what we're not trying for, right? Perfect. Thank you so much, Penelope, for being on the show with us again today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Have a great week, and we'll talk to you in 2 weeks, and we'll have some results on our homework. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
man. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, that's great.
So you're right. You know where I strive for perfection? My lawn. And you know where I'd never get it?
My lawn. Well, but clearly today we're talking about the trees that you've been pruning in the back. So you're working towards, but you don't. Yeah, but yeah, that's great. Well, that's good. So it's something that's going on in your life.
Yeah, and I'm not getting it done.
Well, you're getting something done
as fast as I want to.
Well, yeah. So what's holding you back?
Time.
Yeah.
This show. Man, this show takes so much of my time.
This show is not holding you back. I love this show. Everybody loves this show.
At least you do.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about those maintenance chips. We're going to wrap up, and then we're going to get out of here. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back in a little bit. You're listening to Tony and Corey, your Weekend Warriors.
Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show with Tony and Corey, built by Par Lumber. Now, here's Tony and Corey.
Okay, welcome back to the Weekend Warriors. I'm Tony.
And I'm Corey.
And we are currently heard along the I-5 corridor on KEDO News Talk in Longview, Kelso, KPAM News Talk in the Portland area, KUGN News Talk in the Eugene Springfield area, and KMED News Talk in the Medford Ashland area. Welcome to all those stations. All parts of our new affiliacy. Did we get a confirmation on that word yet?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I think I like it too much to check on it because I have a feeling it might not be real. So
it almost sounds like a fallacy.
For purposes of this show, it exists.
Okay. Affiliacy.
I like it. Affiliacy. Okay, so I'm going to throw out a couple of really quick tips. These, if you're working with wood, if you're working around the house, some of the things that might make things a little bit easier. And things, oftentimes you don't think about. Here's a prime example. You're going out to make a measurement, and you have to bring the measurement back to the saw to make a cut, right? You're looking for a piece of cut-off wood or something to write on, which you'll eventually set down when you head to the bathroom, and then you've lost it, and you got to go back and measure again. Here's an idea. Take a little piece of Formica, a little round piece of Formica, or you can go to Par Lumber and pick this up. It's a little scratch-it, and it's adhesive on the back. That little round thing fits right on your tape measure, on the face of your tape measure, and you can write on it and erase it off and write on it again. So they've got these little Formica scratch, like I call it a scratch-it pad or something that adheres to the front of your tape measure, and you can make your notes right on your tape.
Yeah, we sell those at Par.
Yeah, we sell them at Par Lumber.
It's a couple bucks.
You've always got your tape, so if you've always got your tape, then you've always got your measurements, and that's a good way to go. Here's another one. Splinter free. You know, when you make a mark on your wood, you realize that you have to cut off a half an inch. So you measure a half an inch at the edge of, like, let's say a piece of plywood. You measure in a half an inch and you start at the top of the board with your pencil in and your finger, and you hold your finger up against the edge of the wood and the pencil, and you go down a half an inch, zzz, and you make that mark all the way down. Well, you end up with splinters sometimes in your fingers, unless, of course, you're a seasoned contractor with calluses all over your fingers. But
unless you got man hands.
Yeah, here's an idea. Put a thimble on your finger that's going to run along the wood, and you can slide that pencil in your finger all the way down that wood, put that half-inch mark, no splinters.
That's a good tip.
Yeah, that's a very good tip.
Here's a good thimble tip.
Here's a great one. Your sinking fence post holes, or that is your digging fence holes, I can't even say it. Say that for me.
Fence hole post? Fence post holes?
Okay, got it. We're digging fence post holes, right? And mm-hmm. You want all the holes to be the same depth. So what you do is you get your post hole diggers or your shovel or whatever, and you dig, and you measure, and then you dig, and you measure, and you dig, and you measure until you get the right distance. Then you go to the next hole, and you do the same thing all over again. Check this out. You take your post hole diggers or your shovel, probably your post hole diggers if that's what you're doing, and you take a black marker and your tape, and you measure up and put a ruler right on the side of your post hole diggers. And then when you reach your depth, you'll know what it is just by looking at the side of your post hole diggers as they're in the hole. And then when you go to the next hole, you put the tape away and you dig. No more tape measure.
That's a great idea.
I thought that was a really good idea as well. So those are just some tips of things you can do when you're working around the house and getting some things done. You've got a tip. Tell me what yours is. Yours is, well, a little bit more in depth.
We're talking about today just all the kinds of stuff around your house that you need to fix up that probably you've been neglecting. And a couple of things around the house that you should always look at is caulking. People always neglect the caulking, especially on the exterior of your home. I'd say within the last, you know, if your home was built 20 years ago, it was probably caulked with Vulcum.
Mm, yeah. How many years ago did you say?
20.
Wow.
15.
Have they been using it that long?
Yeah, I think so. Probably 15 years ago, Vulcum. It's a polyurethane-based caulk, and it's textured. It was really, really popular.
Yeah, I built my house in 2006, and it's caulked with Vulcum.
Right. So one of the great things about Vulcum is it's stuck to everything.
Literally.
Literally.
Everything.
Your hands,
mm-hmm.
your clothes.
Mm-hmm.
But the downside to Vulcum is that it does dry out and crack.
And shrink.
And shrink. So if you're not keeping up on the caulking on your house, you're looking for water intrusion.
Right.
The same can be said for the interior of your home. If you've got caulking around your bathtub that's old and shrunken and it's just not elastic anymore, what's happening is it's letting in moisture. It's probably getting into your walls and maybe causing some rot or mildew at the very least. So a good idea, especially on your tub, if you've got a black line around the perimeter of your tub.
Mold.
It's moldy old caulking. Scrape it out with a scraper or a...
caulk remover.
You can buy caulk removing tools.
Very inexpensive. $1.95 or something.
Yep. And just make sure it's really clean first, because silicone won't stick to silicone. And in a bathroom, you want to use silicone.
Right.
And make sure that it's... the word I'm thinking of.
Has mildewcide.
Correct. Thank you.
Mildew resistant.
Mildew resistant caulking. Mm-hmm. It basically has additives in it that won't, it doesn't prohibit.
Right. It does not prohibit.
Yeah, it doesn't promote mold growth.
Mold growth, right.
So use that. Recaulk it with that, and it'll look fresh and brand new.
Mm-hmm.
But on the exterior of your house, same thing. If you've got old, tired caulking, one of the best products out there right now is Sonelastic 150. It's made by BASF.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
And that it goes by two names. Sonelastic 150 is the caulking that is smooth. There's no texture in it. There is also TX1,
which is different.
It's made by the same company.
Right. It's made by BASF, but it does not have the same properties as Sonelastic 150.
It's a textured product. So, you know, so you might come in and say, I want to get Sonelastic 150, and the guy might say TX1. You need to know the difference between the two.
Right.
One of the differences is that the TX1, which is a BASF product, it's textured.
Same tube. It almost looks the same. But, yeah, it's textured, but it does not have the expandability and lifespan of Sonelastic.
So if you're looking for a textured product, the Sonelastic 150, although it has those elements that Corey's talking about, it's not going to be the same as the TX1.
Right.
I wanted to make sure that they knew that difference there.
And the 150 actually comes from its elastomeric properties.
Mm-hmm.
So as your substrates, your wood, say where wood meets vinyl windows, you would use your Sonelastic 150. And as the wood expands at a different rate than the vinyl, it will expand and contract with it and not crack.
Right. But if you're the difference between installing textured caulking or smooth caulking is the smooth caulking will require more tooling. You agree with that? It requires more tooling. Textured caulking has got sand and it's very gritty and it sort of takes on a look that is more rustic or, you know, doesn't require tooling. You can't kind of see wrinkles and things in it like you can with a smooth caulk. So smooth caulking does require more tooling. You need to know that going in.
Right. Although there are other caulking out there. One of them, one of the brands that is very, very, very popular is OSI Quad.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people don't know this, but you don't tool Quad.
That is also a smooth product, but you definitely aren't going to tool that product. And
yes,
there's a reason why.
The biggest trouble with that people have with Quad is that they tool it. And it is
self-tooling.
Self-tooling. Sorry, my phone is blowing up.
Are you having a conversation with
Todd
it right now?
Brenton is sending me fish pictures one after another. It's crazy.
Yeah, so
if you use Quad, if you're replacing your caulking with Quad, you make sure that you don't touch it. You squirt it in, and you walk away. As hard as that is.
Right, it is.
It's hard to sit there and look at that and go, ooh, I just got to smooth it out.
Yeah.
I'm just going to lick my finger and smooth it out. Don't do it, because you will cause the skin to break on that quad, and it will bubble. I'm not kidding you.
Resist the urge to tool your quad coffee.
It'll wreck it.
We're out of time. We're going to get out of here. This has been Tony and Corey, your Weekend Warriors. Have a great week.
And we'll see you next time.